There's a nerve that runs from your brainstem all the way down to your gut. The vagus nerve. And it carries more information from your gut to your brain than the other way around. Your gut talks to your brain more than your brain talks to your gut. This isn't alternative medicine. This is anatomy. The vagus nerve is the longest cranial nerve in your body, a two-way highway between your digestive system and your brain. When your gut is inflamed, your brain knows. When your microbiome is disrupted, your mood, focus, and anxiety, they all shift. Because your gut makes 90% of your body's serotonin. Not the brain. The gut. Serotonin regulates mood, sleep, appetite, and pain perception. Most of it is produced by cells in your intestinal lining, influenced directly by the bacteria living there. Your gut also produces GABA, dopamine precursors, and short-chain fatty acids that reduce brain inflammation. The microbiome isn't just digesting food. It's running a chemical factory that directly influences how you think and feel. So when someone is anxious, or struggling with low mood, or can't focus, the standard approach is to look at the brain. Medication. Therapy. But from my research, a growing body of evidence points to the gut as a root cause in many cases. Not all. But far more than most people assume. Here's what makes it worse. Stress disrupts the gut. Cortisol increases intestinal permeability, shifts the microbiome toward harmful bacteria, and reduces diversity. Your gut suffers, sends distress signals to your brain feels worse, you get more stressed. A feedback loop. And it spirals fast. Breaking it requires working from both ends. Probiotics, from the published research, specific strains reduce anxiety and improve mood in clinical settings. Scientists call them psychobiotics. L-glutamine to keep the gut lining intact so inflammatory signals stop leaking through. Cut processed food and sugar that feed the bacteria you don't want. And manage stress, because as long as cortisol is hammering your gut, no supplement can fully compensate. Vagus nerve stimulation through breathwork and cold exposure helps too. Long, slow exhales activate the vagus nerve directly. Cold water does the same. If your mood is off and you can't figure out why, the answer might be below your ribcage. Ask me about the gut journey for the full breakdown. If stress is the trigger, ask me about the stress journey. And if you want to understand the brain side, ask me about the brain journey. Your gut and your brain aren't separate systems. They're partners. And right now, they're either working together or dragging each other down.